Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited Unified Healing is sponsoring this episode of the Sports Gambling Podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of EE System yet, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Whether you're here in LA or hundreds of other locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE system technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/SGPN to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/SGPN. No material testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE system. This NFL Draft Watch Party edition of the Sports Gambling Podcast is brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Play their fantasy pick'em for a chance to win 100x in NBA, golf, MLB, MMA, NHL, and more. Sign today at underdogfantasy.com using promo code SGPN to get a 100% deposit match. Welcome everyone to part two of our live NFL draft reaction show. We're picking up action right here with the Denver Broncos picking at 12. Broncos are up next on the clock.
I can see him going to the Broncos at 12.
Yeah.
I think the Broncos might take, I think this Byron Murphy guy is going to go off the board real soon. He might be the first defensive player taken really soon.
So it's interesting because I had in my mock, I had the Broncos taking Dallas Turner, but that's because I had Byron Murphy going off at 8 and being the first defensive lineman. And I am still sweating out Byron Murphy, first defensive lineman selected, which is crazy. Oh,
you reminded me of that. I have a very large waiver.
Because we're going into pick number 12 here, and we still haven't gotten a defensive lineman. I mean, Broncos could do anything here. They could do Dallas Turner. They could do Byron Murphy. They could do Bo Nix. I think all those are pretty, or Brock Bowers. I think those are all somewhat reasonable picks here from Sean Payton and the Denver Broncos.
Colby, you want to show?
I'm like freaking out about Bowers going to the Raiders because the Jets passed. That's the one upside to the Jets breaking my heart here, guys. If Brock Bowers goes to the Raiders here, we are going to be doing cartwheels in this freaking apartment.
Let's go.
Colby, you want to show us some JJ McCarthy highlights?
Yeah, show me some of this scrub to Minnesota here. What do we got?
You know, this is one where I felt like, to me, you know, I know he just won the national championship, so maybe you don't come back in regards to that, but he was always inconsistent at passing to me. Here are some of the throws from the Ohio State game.
Let's see it. All right. I mean, I will say he, you know, oh, wow. I like this. I like this, Colby.
This is not a favorable.
I mean, this is the whole game, though. There's good throws, there's bad throws. My point is the inconsistency.
That's not a great throw right there. Yeah. You know, you're behind him. You got to lead. Like, that is a really inconsistent throw. That's not good footwork behind him.
Yeah, that's not how you throw a bubble screen. No. Yeah, I mean, McCarthy to me was just so much of a projection and. Like so much has to go right for him to hit. I don't know. I guess it just doesn't make a ton of sense to me drafting him this high, but I guess Minnesota's like, hey, we think we can mold this guy, put him in a good spot.
He's more athletic than you think. And I feel like, you know, maybe he could be good with some good coaching.
Oh my God! You are not going to believe who the Broncos just took.
All right. This is going to be great because I'm guessing it's not one of the people we discussed. So
it's going to be Bo Nix.
The pick is in.
Yes, it's Bo Nix.
Yeah.
Oh, it is Bo Nix.
Whoa! I mean, this is electric.
Oh my God!
We got six quarterbacks in the first 12 picks, Sean.
Yeah, I had it at five quarterbacks. I didn't think Bo Nix was going to get into the first round, or I thought
Ballards to the Raiders right now. Do it.
Book it.
Come on, Antonio Pierce. I know you want that guy on your team.
Well, damn. What? I mean, electric.
Wow.
Electric.
Well, we haven't.
What do you think Kirk Cousins is thinking right now, guys? What do you think Kirk Cousins is thinking right now?
Yeah, he doesn't care.
He just, I got money, all good. He's just, like, what team did I just sign up with?
Yeah, he just continues to get paid and not have any expectations. It's crazy. I mean, it's really a beautiful thing. Hats off to him.
Yeah, I guess it's ideal, but you would think pride. You want to be the Super Bowl champion, right? You want to make the playoffs, like.
But it makes no like you spent all this money on Kirk Cousins.
I don't get it.
And then you use the number eight pick. It's funny, like everyone had been killing the Falcons for using these high picks on skill position players that aren't impacting them. What do? They do it now for a quarterback who's going to sit. You're the Falcons. You need someone who's going to help you day one. What are you doing?
Giants crushed this draft.
Bo Nix and Zach Wilson in the same quarterback room now.
This is that is it's Bo Nix. It's
Zach Wilson.
Wow. Zach Wilson and a Jared Ben DiNucci Stidham. And Jarrett Stidham.
Everybody eats. DiNucci's in town.
DiNucci probably has the most wins at the professional level if you count spring football. This is just crazy.
Expensive player
team. Oh my god. And it's not going to be here, I don't think. Maybe.
Can you just give me Brock Bowers, please? And then I'm sorry, but if it is Bowers, I might have to leave this call.
I got some Knicks stuff ready to go.
All right, let's
fire some Knicks. Ryan, do we have our guest for the Raiders?
I see no guest in the lobby.
Okay.
I'm cool hanging as long as as I can. But also you might get one of the best celebrations in the history of the show if they end up taking Bowers here.
Better than a Juszczyk celebration?
Oh, well, that was only 2,400 bones. This is me triple that. So, be about three times that. I'll be honest. That happened so fast, Ryan. I didn't even realize it. It was the second play of the game, right? It happened so fast.
I mean, getting my food, my drinks. Sean,
yeah, you know, it was like literally the second thing that you saw. And I was knew like, actually, we hit that.
I knew it was happening before. Yeah. Like as soon as the ball was snapped and they showed the motion of the play, I knew it was happening. That's how much I had scouted that out. It was one of the most validating moments of my life.
If you do get buried, you know, in like a gambling grave, that should be the first line of the.
We all contribute to the VSiN guides and the. Everyone for the most part put safe picks in there.
Yeah.
I put Kyle Juszczyk first reception.
Oh, so great.
I think if anything encapsulates what your show is on that network, it's that right there.
Yeah. Letting it ride, baby.
I'm putting my balls on the table.
100%, bro. 100%.
So Colby, I'm curious on your take on Bo Nix. In general, I think people are kind of finding their way to say, well, no one likes him but Sean Payton, and it's all about the hand size.
I'm a skeptic.
He's kind of a system guy, right?
You know, at Auburn, I mean, maybe you could say they didn't use him right. At Oregon, he did, but a lot of that stuff was one read to me. Like, I need to see more. Now, I will say he's pretty athletic for a quarterback. So maybe that can be, you know, something that they can do is, you know, use his mobility and his running skills. But yeah, I'm a bit of a skeptic still.
Well,
go ahead.
Sorry. They say like Sean Payton wants someone that does exactly what he wants on the field and just do it at a high level, be an extension of how Sean Payton sees the field essentially. And maybe Bo Nix can be that guy. I think Bo Nix needs a ton of scheme help. But I think, you know, getting coached up by Sean Payton isn't a horrible spot for him. So I think this is one of the spots or one of the chances he has to succeed. And shout out to David from our lads who came on, I think one of our first NFL draft props episode and said, you know, he really liked Bo Nix going to the Broncos there, Ryan.
Yeah, I saw producer Josh was celebrating behind the scenes.
Oh, got a all nice right. catch there.
And yeah, no, I mean he literally said, Sean Payton has a type, big hands. That's Sean. That was the so, but he didn't think it was going to be in the first round.
No, I thought if they didn't
have a second round pick, so it was going to get tricky. Yeah, I guess.
And maybe I thought maybe they would trade down or trade into the second round, but I guess if he's your guy, you don't want to get cute. Sean, look at that firm handshake Sean by Sean Payton.
What a strangely shaped body. All right. We do have
Broncos War Room is very excited.
We do have our next guest.
Okay. Joining nice. Us on the line, Vegas Maddie from a pro football contest proxy.com. Maddie, what's happening, man? Thanks for calling in.
No. Not much. I'm happy Bo Nix went now so that the Raiders could avoid taking him with their pick. So that's good with me.
Yeah. So Raiders fan, what do you want the Raiders to do?
Oh my God, they took power.
Oh.
Wow.
Wow. All right. So the pick has been tipped.
Holy shit.
By Jared. Wow. I also cashed on this 66-1. Let's go, baby. Now, Vegas Maddie, we're very excited because we had nice bets on.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
On the Raiders to select a tight end first. What do you make of Brock Bowers going to the Raiders?
Oh my goodness. I mean, it's awesome. That's like Gronk. They'll have Gronk and I hate to say it, but Aaron Hernandez in the combo.
Yeah.
But I'm shocked, but I thought they would take an offensive lineman or maybe a cornerback from Alabama. But I mean, he's the best player available, so you got to take him. I mean, I was just telling my wife, who's a big Patriots fan, and she loves Gronkowski, she loves Brady. She thinks Brady's going to come back later this year, so maybe they'll end up having maybe Bowers was made for Brady. Maybe they want Brady.
Oh, I love this.
He's got Michael Mayer out there. He's got Devontae Adams right here. We got this number. I was wondering who's going to throw to him, but you know, maybe Brady comes out of retirement and he's really happy with this pick. You know, they were saying this was going to be Brady's pick. So
Gardner Minshew has some weapons to play with.
Jared has lost his mind. Jared,
I have lost my freaking. Can I say the F word on this show?
Yeah, oh,
absolutely.
Yeah. I lost my fucking mind right now. That is the biggest cash that I have had in like 4 years.
Oh my God. Congratulations. That's awesome.
Electric moment. Wow. I didn't have the full 100 on it, but it's still a nice cash. You always got to go crazy with the Raiders. You never know what they're going to do. It dropped perfectly into his board.
I didn't see that coming.
I was hoping for Penix personally, guys. I was hoping Penix was going to fall to 13.
Yeah, that's who I had in my mock. But
probably a reach, but I'd rather have Bowers than Bo Nix. That's for sure.
All right, Colby, you got some Bowers highlights for us.
Yeah, and this is a guy out of Napa Valley, and he's on the old Walter Payton. He just runs hills in the off season.
Like that.
This is a tight end reverse, by the way. Check this out.
I mean,
he's awesome, man. He's probably, I think he's like probably the third best player in the draft. So to get him at 13, that's pretty good.
Let's go.
I like that.
I'm going to load up this next one here. That was against, I believe it was the South Carolina here, not this play. Hang on. Against South Carolina, that you can just see his, he's just a beast. I mean, look how fast he is for a tight end here. Just, boom.
Dude, in a dome, he's going to be, and you could see him being friends with old Gardner Minshew.
Oh, like, you could in the van.
It's going to be a fun little passing. Maddie, what do you make the Gardner Minshew era? Is it Aiden O'Connell? Who do you think starts week one?
There's still another guy probably coming out at some point. So we'll see what happens. I mean, I think they'll probably draft somebody. God, I hope it's not Spencer Rattler, but somebody later in the draft will pop in. I really was hoping it was Penix, but I'll take Bowers with that 13th pick. I mean, that to me is a steal. But yeah, I mean, I don't mind Aiden O'Connell. I mean, with all those weapons, I mean, their offense is pretty good. So you have to be really bad to not make those guys look, or make yourself look better with who they got on the field.
This is wild. I 0% chance I thought this was going to happen.
Well, hopefully you're in the Discord. I sent that in as one of my little sheet plays here. Oh man. Oh. Jared, what are you doing with that cool cash? Do you have it on a paper ticket or is it on the app?
No, it's on the app. It's on Station. So it's on the app. I'm just going to drive over to Durango probably this week and make a withdrawal.
Hit that. Oh man. What a
that is breathtaking, gentlemen. I'm glad I could share this with you. I really am.
Perfect. Perfect timing.
Let's go. All right. Well, Jared, thanks for calling in. Enjoy the cash.
Later.
See ya.
Oh man. I knew one of these long shots were due to hit because, you know, just cause there had been a little bit of wonkiness, like the fact that the Falcons took 8, and buried in this, Ryan, we still haven't gotten a defensive player. While Maddie's
might take defense. I don't know. It's crazy, but you got to take the best player on the board, and the fact that he was still there, you got to grab him.
Yeah. No, they truly did go best player available. They need more skill guys. Why not? Vegas Maddie, of course, we're partnering up with him again. Every year we do the Circa Survivor, Circa Millions. Vegas Maddie runs a sweet proxy service over. I know Moonoff has worked with you guys a number of years, and we got a little deal: footballcontestproxy.com. Use a promo code SGP, get $50 off your proxy services. Looking forward to working with you on this football season. So, when'd you guys get started in the proxy business?
Yeah, so my partner Tony and I, we started this over 15 years ago. This is going to be our 16th year together. And, we've just got the experience over the years. We've been able to do this, fine tune it and build kind of up, grow as the contests have grown as well. So you've seen the Circa Survivor and the Circa Million came at a perfect time. The Super Contest was at an all time high. And, they came in, they've been guaranteeing that big money. And, we've kind of grown along with them. So, we're just proud to say we've been the leading proxy service for the past 15 years and looking to make it 16 in a row, guys.
Let's go. Yeah. Hey, super excited to be working with you guys this year and looking forward. Next time we're out in Vegas, I'm sure we'll be grabbing a cocktail, talking a little football and being excited to work with you. And where can people follow you on Twitter? Give out your handle there.
Sure. At Vegas _ Maddie and then at Football Contest is the proxy service. So you go to footballcontest.com. You can find out everything you want to know about the biggest Las Vegas football contest, learn about our proxy service, kind of how we work, and you can get information on how to sign up, how to use your promo code, all that good stuff. There's a little button right on the homepage that says get a proxy now. So you can go ahead and do that. And we're available email, phone, if you have any questions. And we hope to see everybody out this summer and take advantage of that promotion, that SGP $50 savings.
Yep. Hell yeah. And of course, sportsgamblingpodcast.com. We got our proxy button up, which just basically explains your guys' site. Yeah. And
come push my button.
And the deal we got going. So appreciate it, Vegas Maddie, and looking forward to working with you this fall.
Hell yeah. Great pick.
Talk over that pick. You guys got it for me.
So good.
I don't know. Cheers. I have Aaron Rodgers in my background, the last face I want to see right now.
All right. Thanks, Matt. Cheers. Appreciate it. Wow. That electric moment, Ryan. Whew, I feel like I need a cigarette. That was a sweet hit. I didn't have $100 on it, but I still hit the $1,000 max.
Why was this not brought up in the office?
I gave you my sheet, Ryan.
Hmm. Okay.
Did some quick math and Michael Penix will be 28 when Kirk Cousins' contract runs out.
Wow. Yeah, that's also weird. It's like he's not a guy you probably want to sit for a couple of years, right?
I think Michael Penix is probably better right away. Why don't you just start him? If I'm the Falcons, I would start him, providing he plays decent in the preseason right away.
I've been trying to avoid the internet because I don't want to get tipped off on the picks.
Yeah.
But I have to imagine Falcons fans are like, what the fuck? I mean, there's been a lot of what the fuck moments in the draft over the years, but I'm telling you, Sean, I think I even talked to you about it. We were discussing the idea of 11 becoming 8 because of the tampering and the idea of there being a quarterback there. And we were talking about maybe mocking a quarterback there. I am shocked that they actually drafted a quarterback.
No, I mean, it's crazy. It's like, yeah, they needed a quarterback long-term, but again, like, isn't this being too cute? You knew you had the number eight pick. Why would you, and you probably knew before you signed Kirk Cousins that you could probably get Penix at eight. Why would you do this?
Well, the worst part about it is I actually think it's a good pick. It's just not good based on your roster.
Yeah, I don't disagree. Like, I think Penix in a dome in that system, it actually kind of makes a ton of sense. But why would you do that and sign Kirk Cousins? Do one or the other.
Yeah, I mean, I have no answer for that. And you would think you would spend that money elsewhere, and you might have a Super Bowl, a shot at a run for a Super Bowl or something if you really believe Penix is that good.
Oh, it's crazy. All right, it looks like we got our next. We got some time. We got our next guest. Dave coming from Indy.
Oh, nice.
Also, just coming hot and heavy with the prospect. Overall, like, basically since football ended, just hitting us with the prospect scoops. Are you shocked with this Bowers pick, Dave?
Yeah. You know, every mock you see, every mock I've done, they're just there. And there's also just looking at the needs. Like, yeah, I thought they were going to go with finally get a defensive player off the board. Their defense has,
yeah, that's, you know, the other thing. There's no defensive player off the board yet. And then the Saints pick right here. Sorry to interrupt, Dave, but everyone was saying they're going to take the best offensive tackle available. Yeah. But now every defensive player on their board is available because we haven't seen a defensive player.
This is crazy.
This is bonkers.
Yeah, it's definitely and the trades, of course. You know, there's always a lot of hype about trades, and at the end of the day, the price is just too high, and so you don't see as much. But yeah, the Saints getting Fuaga right here.
Let's go! Woo! Fuck yeah! Big bet! Big bet! Let's go!
Nice. What did you have?
Just the under on his position.
Oh, the 14 and a half, yes. Right? I like Fuaga as a prospect. Now, see, this is what's annoying about mock drafts, right? Like, I had Fashanu here thinking that, if you get kind of one off, then all your picks end up being off. But I like Fuaga as a prospect. Again, the offensive streak continues.
This is insane.
It really is. Dave, what do you make of Fuaga as a prospect here?
Stud. Like, this was a slam dunk pick. The Saints obviously know more information than we do, but Ramchek is possibly medically retiring due to the ankle injuries. And then Penning's not that good at left tackle. And so they needed to do this. And this guy is a great player. He could start right now, right tackle for them. If they needed to, he can move into guard until they need him. But you know, if Ramchek is out of here, they just got their right tackle for the next, you know, 5-10 years.
Yeah. Yeah. No, clearly they needed some offensive line help. It was pretty much,
this was seemed like a telegraph pick, but once again, I as I was doing my mock draft, I noticed that it was very easy to let these edge rushers slip. And I thought I was being a little hot takey, having Jared Verse and Dallas Turner fall. But here we are.
Yeah.
No defensive players. The corner is looking pretty good for the Eagles in terms of lining up to
I mean, Eagles need defensive help, and we're at pick 15 here and a defensive player hasn't been selected. I thought Colts were going to go cornerback. Now they do have, if they want cornerback, Quinyon Mitchell is sitting right there in their lap. Dave, what do you think the Colts do here? Any thoughts?
Yeah, it's exactly who I think they pick. You know, at the end of the day, they don't, you know, we look at their track record. They don't necessarily go for big school guys. I mean, they're getting guys from all over the place, but go just pull up Raz.com. and just look for the highest rated players. And that's the Colts draft board. I mean, they just they like those athletic freaks. I don't say the highest Raz guy, but he's definitely one of those freaks, and they need some help in the secondary. You look at Gus Bradley, who runs that defense, the kind of players that he likes, he fits the bill. I really think that's going to be the pick for me.
I still can't believe there's been six quarterbacks taken.
Yeah, I guess I wasn't shocked that we got to six. I just kept thinking Bo Nix was going to be at the fringe.
Are we going to get a seventh? I mean, could there be a seventh quarterback? I don't know.
That would be pretty bonkers. Now, I guess I'm kind of a little nervous here, Ryan, because the Colts don't need defensive linemen. Do you think that, but maybe they do go D line because Byron Murphy is highly rated.
Give me Byron Murphy.
I know. I really want them to take Byron Murphy, but they seem like cornerback is a bigger need. Any chance they go Byron Murphy here, Div?
It's possible. I mean, you look at the NFL has done as far as free agency, and it tells you that they're valuing the interior pass rushers, interior offensive line a lot more than they used to. These guys are getting, Dexter Lawrence got a huge contract. Christian Wilkins got a huge contract. And so you're going to see that apply to the draft. And so Jerzon Newton out of Illinois, Johnny Newton, and then Byron Murphy, those guys are going to go. And then Braden Fisk could find himself in the, you know, early second round because everyone's looking for pass rushers and in the interior. So yeah, I think Byron Murphy, I was thinking Byron Murphy could be a sneaky top 10 pick.
Yeah, so did I. So, but I think everyone thought Falcons were going to go defense, and them going Michael Penix just blew up the rest of the draft. And I just double checked. I don't know if you have the same one, Ryan, but Byron Murphy first defensive lineman. So them going cornerback actually doesn't hurt.
All right.
I think Newton's a beast too. I think you can go wrong. Yeah.
Yeah, I took some long shot stuff at Newton to crack the top 10. There was some talk about maybe the Bears taking him. You know, that was like 75-1, kind of some crazier long shots. They ended up going to Odunze, who they obviously really liked here. Dave, do you have Quinyon Mitchell as your number one cornerback? It seems like that's the consensus, but what are your thoughts on cornerback overall?
Yeah, I mean, corner is, I'd say there's a lot of depth, but there's definitely not, you know, you don't have a top guy. He is the number one for me. I mean, he went to the Senior Bowl, proved himself, went to the combine. He just, you know, he definitely, you know, the small school stuff kind of just went away as the offseason went. And we've seen, you know, other players from smaller schools, you know, really step right in. He has the size, the build. Like I said, I think he fits this Gus Bradley defense. The second guy is probably Terrion Arnold. And what Daniel Jeremiah said yesterday was that the Eagles were looking to move up for one of the Alabama corners, either Terrion Arnold or
Kool-Aid
McKittrey. And so Seattle, they tend to move back. So maybe that's a hot spot.
I've seen a couple people allude to the idea that the Eagles could be trading up, and specifically trading up to that Seahawks pick like you're mentioning. I mean, so we were already projecting a historical low for defensive players.
This is now
clearly some sort of, when we're entering a territory of where maybe the defensive players need a Zoom call in the off season.
Yeah. I mean, if running backs are banding together, what do the defensive players need to do?
To move the sticks, they did a first round mock of only offense. And they were like flying through all these players. And then they did a defensive only mock draft. They got to pick like 9.
And people
were like,
didn't know what to do.
They were like, oh, it's getting ugly out there. Eventually they were like, okay, we need to stop. Like, we're being kind of offensive to the players on the board. But like, there were like third or fourth round picks are going to be going in the, you know, halfway through our mock. And it's just, but I thought that would push people up, you know, you don't have as many options. And so like, but it's the opposite, like quarterback, Bo Nix going at 12. Like I did a community mock draft and I'm like, okay, the fantasy football guys are drafting quarterbacks at number 12, like the sixth quarterback at number 12. Like, this is a joke. Nope. It's real.
It's really is a fantasy draft. That's what this is. We're just forgetting about defense altogether. All right, Colts pick is in.
The Colts selection. And with the 15th pick overall, they select Edge Latu.
First defensive
Ryan,
player.
Damn it.
Fuck.
Mm.
Well, medical's cleared. You said if it.
Yeah,
you know.
No. I mean, that was what I was worried about. That's why I got Byron Murphy at the good price, but disappointing.
Well, now I'm sad.
Yeah, Latu, though, should be fun.
Colby, I see you got a video queued up. Is this Latu during his training?
No, I mean, no, actually, this is Kirk Cousins. We have some footage. Kirk Cousins is still in his Vikings attire, but he's on site. Seems the Falcons are doing some exercises with him.
Again.
All time.
This just exists on Colby's computer.
Wait, Colby, what movie is this from?
You know what? I don't even remember. Like, it was just an 80s movie, you know, somewhere that I saw it, and I was like, I got to clip that. I think Jeff Speakman's in it. I think the actor Jeff Speakman, which I know you're familiar with, Sean.
Did you sprinkle Latu for first defensive?
No, I mean, I was hearing that, but I had already bet Byron Murphy, first defensive lineman, at a really good price. So I just kind of rode that out. But Byron Murphy and Latu, I was telling you that like his medicals came back clean. I'd already bet on Byron Murphy.
Yeah, why is it going to be Dallas Turner? Just because everyone assumes.
Well, we were right about that. I mean, we were right about Dallas Turner dropping, and I don't know if Dallas Turner is the next guy. It'll be interesting. I mean, what do the Seahawks do at 16? I know Kramer and I think both had Troy Fontenot because of the connection there with the head coach, but they also now have any cornerback available. They have Byron Murphy. I mean, Dave, what do you do here if you're in Seattle? You got a ton of options.
Yeah, last year I was Seattle in our mock draft, and I had them taking Jalen Carter at 5. So, Byron Murphy's the pick for me here. If they go offensive line, exactly. You got Grubbs. Ryan Grubbs is the offensive coordinator. Used to be the Washington guy. There's a connection there. And I was going to say that if I were to go for some like. What's going to happen at the end of the round? Some guys that people like Graham Barton, I think, is going to go higher than people think. A lot of people have him as the number one center, and he's listed on a lot of sites as, you know, a guard tackle. But Graham Barton and his 5 position flexibility and Troy Fatanu are the same. Like, those guys are going to go higher, and they're probably going to go above Jackson Powers Johnson.
Yeah,
because they can play every position. And that's what's interesting. It sounds like Fatanu has medical that maybe some teams are scared off of, but yep. I agree with you. The idea that they can play tackle and, you know, slide to pretty much any position. That's the modern NFL now too, I guess. You just want guys that you can plug in.
Well, and Steelers, I had them taking Grant Barton in my mock draft. That was like what the beat reporters were leaking out. And Pittsburgh is kind of one of those teams that's somewhat reliable on that stuff usually. But again, I think there's a bunch of cornerbacks that might be available. There's a bunch of defensive players, and Tomlin might not be able to help himself, and they might end up going D-line or cornerback.
Yeah, this is
getting interesting. And really all it was incredibly chalky. And then Michael Penix goes 8, and the whole thing is just fucking bonkers. Well,
Latham too. I mean, we saw Schrager and everybody they moved Latham up. Like, he went from being mocked in the end of the first till like last night. Like, we knew he was going to go high, but like the Saints crushed it. Like, Fuaga, if he would have went at 7, we would have been like, okay, good pick.
Yeah.
14 over like swap him and Latham, and it would have been like a normal. I think Fuaga's way better.
I had money on him to be the first offensive lineman go. I mean, he certainly could end up very easily being the best guy.
Well, and I'm kind of annoyed because I had Fuaga long shot stuff at 7, and then this Latham steam came out of nowhere. You know, first it was the number 5, and then it was like, okay, if they don't take him, it'll kick it down to 7. But yeah, it's getting fun. It's getting fun. I mean, the Eagles need a cornerback. No cornerbacks have been taken. I got to feel good about that, but we have some cornerback needy teams ahead of us, including, you know, Seattle, maybe certainly the Jaguars. Dave, what do you make about the Bengals? What do you think the Bengals end up doing here? Now, Trey Hendrickson just requested a trade. If Byron Murphy is there, you know, or that might be an interesting rush, movie.
The edge or D lineman.
Yeah. They're in a spot. Cause you know, they need an offensive lineman. They probably need a receiver, and then they got several holes. You know, the team really has been struggling. They lost DJ Reader in free agency 2 years ago, and last year, just they definitely could not stop anybody on third down. And so plugging somebody in the middle of that defense makes a whole lot of sense. But again, it kind of like you kind of look at your draft in pairs. What can they do in the first round and the second round? And I don't think there's any defensive linemen in the second round. They're going to have an impact. So I would go defensive lineman and then turn around and either get the tackle or the receiver in the second. There's plenty of receivers in the second round.
Pick is in. Doesn't seem to be a trade. The pick is in
for Seattle. A little update. If you're watching the Sixers, they're up 115-106, 4:11 left in the fourth, Ryan.
Let's see if they can get the cover done.
I hope so. I don't really care. I just need the win. Come on. Come on, Sixers. I don't need to be sweating this out. What are we doing here?
Well, they did have to play. I mean, they're not. Embiid is healthy. I guess he's playing through pain.
Oh, he's putting up 45 points. He better. I mean, if that's not healthy, I don't know what is. Although Knicks backdooring this, certainly no lead is safe with the Sixers team. If you watch the first couple games, that probably concludes our NBA playoff talk.
We're doing a bonus episode Friday, so
yes, we are tomorrow. If you're looking for some NBA playoff talk, make sure you check us out over there. Underdog Fantasy, of course, promo code SGPN gets you the 100% deposit match. Yeah, any other surprises you could see happening, Dave, between now and the rest of the second half here?
Yeah, I mean, the receivers, I think, you know, most people, the consensus guy is Brian Thomas Jr. is the number four guy. But speed is, you know, the NFL's proven that they will pay for speed. And guys like Xavier Worthy, he'll go higher because of what he did. Like, I know some people say that, you know, 40 stuff doesn't matter. For receivers, it does. And Xavier Worthy could go, you know, pretty high. But a guy that, you know, again, first round buzz is Ladd McConkey.
Yeah.
And so Ladd McConkey could sneak in there, whether it's, you know, whether it's the Bills, whether it's the Chiefs, and the back end of the first round. I think he could surprise some people.
Yeah, Ladd going to the Chiefs or San Francisco 49ers would be perfect. Just perfect.
Well, and
get to hear about his fit.
Now there haven't been any draft day trades as far as players. There was, of course, Ayuk, a lot of talk. He might get traded. Then there was even some Deebo Samuel was apparently available for trade, and they were discussing trading him, which that one to me was a bit surprising. Do you think we'll see any player trades, Dave? I doesn't seem like T. Higgins is going to get moved, and almost I think if Ayuk was going to get traded, probably would have happened already.
Yeah.
I'd look at number 20. So when the Steelers get on the clock, because what they was they were trying to use Deebo or Brandon Ayuk, but they said they were trying to get into the top 10.
Yeah.
And so I don't know if that's going to be enough. But there was also the Patriots trying to use pick 34 and, you know, maybe some other picks to go get Ayuk at 34. But, you know, when the Steelers get on the clock, that'd be an interesting move to see if, you know, the Steelers in San Francisco, there's been a lot of ties there. I know a lot of people think Mike Tomlin is Brandon Ayuk's father. So that's a link. But there is ties there that of Brandon Ayuk going to Pittsburgh.
Pick is in for Seattle, Ryan.
I was just reacting to seeing Josh shared the Kirk Cousins wasn't aware.
He wasn't what?
Kirk Cousins was not given a heads up.
Oh no. What a rough start for Kirk Cousins in Minnesota in Atlanta. And they're going to lose a pick or something. They're going to have some punishment. It sounds like for tampering. Yeah. This is crazy.
I don't know.
You can never take the Falcons serious.
They do seem like, I mean, ever since Arthur Blank walked down to the sideline for that 28-3 Super Bowl, it's been all downhill for the Atlanta
Falcons. Dave, what's your take on the Giants pick? You like the neighbors pick?
Yeah, I mean, when it came down, when we were talking about trading up for Drake May, I was not excited about that. You know, at the end of the day, I'm not a Daniel Jones guy, but if you're gonna go trade up, I'm Malik Nabers. I feel like that's yeah. I feel like Malik Nabers, whoever the quarterback of our future is, whether they're, you know, on the roster next year, Malik Nabers is a building block for the future.
Oh yeah,
and you know, I'll take it.
Yeah.
Seattle selection is in, and the round one pick at 16 is Byron Murphy out of Texas, defensive lineman. So there we go. Very so annoying. Close. Very close to hitting that juicy price, right?
Dave called it.
Yep. No, I mean, and they probably thought they were going to go offensive lineman, but you know, when guys drop, this is where it gets interesting. All right, kind of the crazy long shot stuff I got left. Cowboys first pick to be a running back.
Yep.
Lions first pick to be a linebacker.
Yep.
Texans first pick to be a tight end. Now that should expect that to be tomorrow, unless they somehow trade up. First safety Cole Bishop, for safety Cameron Kitchens. Yep. Both those with you, Ryan.
Yep.
And then I do have Eagles first pick D line edge at plus 450. Hmm. That ended up closing a little higher late.
Very good. Yeah, the first markets for the running back, safeties, second markets for the tight end, all the stuff that's. It was funny. People were asking me for bets today, and I kept texting everyone stuff that I was like, ah, you probably want something for tonight.
Yeah,
like, so yeah. I you know, the Byron Murphy thing would have been so fun. Told a lot of people about Byron.
Breaking news, Ryan. We have a trade.
Oh. Okay.
I will alert you of the trade info, but it looks like the
who's coming up?
Minnesota Vikings are moving up to 17. I got to feel this is to get the cornerback Quinyon Mitchell, right? That's
what they need, right?
Well, and then that's what you're trying to block the Jaguars from doing.
Well, you're trading with
celebrating here. Oh, sorry, that was Seattle. Yeah, so they're trading up from 23 to 17. Pick is in for the Vikings. Now this is interesting because I had the Vikings getting Latu at 23, so I've been like a hair off on these with the mocks, which is annoying. But we got Minnesota round one pick 17. I feel like it's
who are they coming up for? Yeah, who are they jumping over though? Obviously the Jag. Oh, interesting. Jags just looking to pick up some picks next year. Wow. I mean that you're dumping. Why if you're Jags, what are you doing?
Jags get 2025 fourth rounder, 2025 third rounder, fifth round pick this year, and then obviously the Vikings 23rd there. So a little pick swap. Nice work by the graphics department, aka producer Josh, already updating those.
Yeah, while we're waiting, I think Colby has some Byron Murphy.
Oh, nice. Cuz I think he could be good.
Yeah, I think he's pretty darn good, so
like interior pass rush, it's tough to find that.
Yeah,
he can just mess up some dudes.
I mean this was a good defensive line, but he was probably the main reason it was good.
Just blowing through dudes, getting sacks left and right.
And he doesn't like street racing either.
No,
that's a big plus.
He doesn't live his life quarter mile at a time. And a Vikings take the edge out of Alabama, Dallas Turner. Who everyone had mocked to the Falcons at number 8, that doesn't come true.
Ended up being the second edge.
Yeah, no, third. Oh well, second. Yeah, you're right.
And then the try hard Jared Verse ends up. I mean, slipping. Someone's getting a steal here.
I had him in my mock going to the Rams. Although if you listen to Schrags, Peter Schrager, everyone is saying the Rams are taking an offensive player, but we'll see. Hey Dave, thanks for hopping on, man. Yeah, appreciate
it. Awesome. All right. Hey, appreciate you guys. Have a good one.
Yes. Thank you for calling in. Make sure you give him a follow over on Twitter at Dynasty Dorks. Tons of great stuff over there. Ryan, is Justin Wood, Bengals super fan. Is he
do on not, the line? I do not see him.
Okay. Send him a reminder.
I think Colby has some highlights for us for Dallas Turner.
I do. I mean, it's a Bama defender. He's good. Look at that right there, man. That's against Georgia's left tackle.
All right. We do have Mr. Justin Wood.
Oh, okay. Great.
Here he is.
It's calling in from a vehicle. Appreciate it.
Sorry. Dallas Turner really fucking dudes up.
Joining us on the line. Mr. Justin Wood, Cincinnati Bengals super fan. Justin in the Jungle is the name of his Bengals podcast. How are we feeling? Hey,
I just want a player that's not going to request a trade. If we can get through that to the draft night, we're good to go.
Yeah. So currently two players on the Bengals, Trey Hendrickson and T. Higgins, have both requested trades. The good news is it doesn't seem like your ownership cares and they're not going to trade them, right?
Yeah. The Bengals don't get bullied into trades. Like, we're stubborn. Carson Palmer had to retire.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, yeah. Didn't they learn anything from Carson Palmer? Threatening the Bengals with trades is not useful.
And Carson Palmer had money. So these guys, they're not sitting out.
Yeah, no, they're not. Trey Hendrickson, what do you want the Bengals to do here? Kind of interesting. A lot of defensive players on the board. I originally had the Bengals going offensive tackle, but now they have plenty of options on the defensive side. Maybe they do try and get a defensive lineman to get ahead of the Trey Hendrickson stuff. Maybe they get a receiver to help add to some weapons. What do you want them to do? What do you think they're going to end up doing here?
I had notes and I forgot to bring them with me tonight. The edge rusher from Florida State,
Jared Verse. Yes.
I think that could be a good pick for him. My junk moved a little bit when the Jets didn't take Brock Bowers. I thought for 1 second, I thought he'd fallen to us.
Yeah.
And then he didn't. And I want to drive my car in traffic now.
You have to know when to come.
I did have the Bengals taking him. I think that was one of my early plays at like 14, 15 to one. Cause it seemed like it kind of makes sense. It seemed like he might be available, but then as the process went along, it seemed like there was enough interest in Brock Bowers that it was going to be tough for him to get to 18, and they probably weren't going to trade up for him.
And the Raiders drafting him right after they drafted a tight end last year is wild. So,
I mean, it's just really so Raidersy.
It's yeah, speed, right?
But again, I mean,
yeah.
You could. I think that offense can work with. You know, with the guy they currently have in Michael Mayer and Brock Bowers. Like, I think those can both work at the same time.
It's a fun offense. Sure.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. You got Michael Mayer, Brock Bowers, Davante Adams. Now, Aiden O'Connell.
Myers.
Jacoby Myers, Aiden O'Connell, Gardner Minshew. That's where you kind of run into a little bit of concern, but all the first, I mean, six quarterbacks are off the board. You're not going to take a seventh quarterback there. So I think in a weird way, they kind of did the right thing.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I'm just bitter. I thought for a split second, I thought it was going to happen. And that was like my dream scenario going into tonight.
Yeah, it is fun.
Nah, I need a drink.
All right. Kramer's getting a drink.
Yeah.
He's getting a cocktail. Bengals putting in their time. Any chance Bengals might be looking to trade here? Are Bengals a team that trade?
No, we usually don't do smart people things. That's
they leave that for other organizations.
Yeah.
Oh, but you got Joe Burrow. You got a good shot in the division. Again, if he doesn't get hurt there at the end of last season, probably would have gotten the playoffs, maybe going to run. It seems like that's going to be with Joe Burrow every year. You're going to have a shot, right? I think that's as simple as it is, as it gets.
And an interesting fact now, and only Bengals fans know this, four of our five offensive linemen have championship rings. So I actually don't. I like our offensive line this year. With DJ Redder leaving, and I don't know what Hendrickson's doing. I really think defensive line's where you go this first round.
Yeah, I had them taking Mims, the offensive tackle from Georgia. This was before Hendrickson asked for the trade. But there certainly are a decent. Although now it seems like what the top three edge rushers have gone. So yeah, this will be interesting to see what they end up doing here at the number 18 pick overall. Jared Verse, to your point, is available, probably the best guy available. Although Johnny Newton, D lineman from Illinois, he's available. I think he's pretty good. It'll be even Chop Robinson, maybe the Penn State edge rusher who's gotten a little bit of hype here. Be interesting to see how they close this out.
Knowing the Bengals, we're going to draft a wide receiver right now. and this is about to be a viral clip because we're gonna do it.
Well, I will officially announce a pick if you like.
Yeah, please do. I was listening to it on my phone. I'm out doing Uber Eats right now, so
nice, making a little side hustle.
Doing that and just listening to it while I'm driving around with that and the Lakers game on. I figured there'd be some people ordering some food out.
Yeah. Sixers up 123-114. Knock on wood that they close this game out and get the cover here, laying 4.5 at home. Game three, must win situation for the Sixers. Do you have an NBA team, Justin?
I'm going to be honest, being an Ohio boy, I just follow LeBron wherever he goes.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Like, you can look in my closet and I have jerseys from every single team LeBron's been on. Like, I admit I'm that guy. And
you're the bronze. You're a bronze sexual, as Kevin Durant calls him.
I am, but I also know he's cringy and it's hard to cheer for him sometimes, but I got 21 years invested in this. So I have to keep going.
Yeah. I mean, I get it. Like, LeBron, it's hard not to appreciate him. But then, yeah, he obviously does some stuff that's kind of like, dude, really? But also, too, like, he was insanely famous from the time he was 17, and has really not done any, compared to most athletes, any real piece of shit thing. You know, like, hey, the decision, he's got hair implants, kind of like. Yeah, some of his social media is corny, like the photos of him reading books. It's more just like corniness than anything.
It's the best.
I mean, it's very all right. I get it. Like, you could be way crazier. Kramer is reacting. Maybe he saw what the pick is. The pick is in for the Cincinnati Bengals. Round one, pick 18 for the Cincinnati Bengals. Your commissioner is at the podium, Ryan. Ryan seems to come in here with some excitement. Is this in regards to their pick? Amarius Mims.
Yeah.
So I nailed it. Got him right in my mock draft.
Nice job, Sean.
Thank you.
Like it.
All right, I'll take it. Again.
Are we happy about this?
Justin was kind of leaning D line, but again, you guys can't have too many good offensive lines.
He's the freak of the draft. Everyone was getting excited. He's huge. He's running fast. 6'8", 340. Look at the way he moved. Here, Colby, you got some Mims highlights for us?
Right. Ready to go.
All right, I will say, rarely, he's one of the more fun offensive linemen to watch just because of how.
Yeah. Just think about someone not hitting.
Look at him downfield here. I mean, look at him running.
Oh, my God.
That sounds amazing.
I know the Bengals plan previously was just, hey, we're going to get some super sexy receivers and Joe Burrow's going to get lit up back there. But, you know, it's not like a great long-term strategy.
I mean, it works in Madden.
Yeah, no, it does. They just do all four verticals and then
four verts.
He stands in the pocket. He takes a shot. He gets the ball down.
I love how everyone's recording the back of his head. They're recording the ESPN camera crew or the NFL Network camera crew.
I think you got to be stoked. Again, SEC lineman. I'm not a offensive lineman scout, but
I thought the Eagles might take him. Beyond,
really?
I had him. That's why I ended up going having him.
Well, I wouldn't have been surprised if they went offensive lineman, but now all the offensive linemen have gone, so I would be pretty surprised. And we haven't seen a cornerback yet, so the Eagles haven't needed a cornerback. It'll be interesting to see what the Rams do here at 19. I had them taking Jared Verse. Jared Verse is available, but according to people closer to the Rams, this was always going to be an offensive pick. So it'd be interesting to see how this shakes out.
Yeah. I mean the steam on Bowers. Yeah. I had him taking Dallas Turner. So that's obviously not possible, but Newton's still available. Aaron Donald just retired. Feels like a nice fill-in.
My buddy made a great point today too. He said that if the Bengals change their entire draft board because of the Hendrickson news yesterday, that's nonsense. Like, you have to just take what you need. And I mean, when you have a talent like Joe Burrow, like, you can't have enough good offensive linemen. So
yeah,
good on him. Like, it's not a sexy pick, but it's like, you're that guy sitting in the draft pointing to your head like, yeah, that was smart. That was smart. So there's always that one guy. That's me right now.
Pointing to your head. That was smart. I like that.
We were thinking.
Well, best of luck to your Bengals this year.
Yeah, Justin. Thanks for calling in, Justin. Appreciate it, man.
Thanks for having me, guys. Love you guys. Be safe.
Love you. And if you're a Bengals fan, check out Justin in the Jungle, wherever you get your podcasts. Ron, I'm going to take hit the can here real quick. I know Rams are on the clock.
Yeah, and we got Steelers up after that. We got a couple Steeler fans joining us. We'll just bring them on early because we're just gonna. There is a chance they trade, so maybe they'll be sad about it. Looks like Sean. We got tracking Sean as he leaves the building. All right, first up, producer Golf Gambling Podcast, Cam Kerr. He's got the helmet on, looking good. How we feeling, Cam?
Feeling unlimited.
Oh wow, I like that. I'm buying in a little bit to the idea that Russ could be good. And then also a friend of the program and co-owner of the SGPN stables with me in the digital horse racing streets. I think we have a race coming up here, so hopefully I don't get too distracted. Bowser, how we feeling so far about the draft?
You know, I was kind of rooting for Mims to drop to us there. I was kind of hoping for that O-line big boy, get the bookends from Georgia on the tackle spots. That could have been a fun little thing. But hey, you know, I'm optimistic. You know, they've proven to have a smart front office right now, and so I trust what they're doing.
Anyone? I mean, we're shocked by the fact that Penix went 8, right?
Yeah. Oh yeah. I wasn't expecting that. I honestly, I don't know about Campbell. I wouldn't mind Barton at 20 here.
Yeah, I kind of agree. I think Sean's right. Everyone's kind of throwing smoke like the Steelers are going to do something crazy. And we don't know what this is a new, like, you know, regime. So, and they've been doing a lot of great things like that they've never done before, which is a good sign, but I could see them just go and chalk and go and just a offensive lineman. I kind of want them to take Jackson Powers Johnson or Jackson Powers or whatever his name is.
Yeah.
And just get some solidity at that center position. I don't know about you, Bowser.
Yeah, no, I like that. That's one thing I like about Barton, actually, is he can project like kind of up and down the line. He's got experience at center, guard, tackle. So he could be, you know, like maybe a six lineman to start off because they don't like to rush the rookies usually. So, you know, there could be something like that. But yeah, like, that's exactly what I was thinking, though. Interior line, you know, so far we've seen tackles go, you know, so far. So maybe that could be the right pivot at this point in the draft, especially.
Well, yeah, we haven't seen the kid out of Washington, Fatana, who we thought maybe would slide due to injury. But yeah, it certainly is. Barton, Fatana, there's a couple right there that I think become, I mean, right now is probably the time they're gonna go in the next like six picks. And I have to imagine the Rams pick is in. I'll be super shocked if this isn't Newton out of Illinois. If they go offense here with a clear replacement for Aaron Donald sitting on the board.
I didn't realize how hard it would be to wear a bucket hat with these headphones on.
It is difficult.
It's really hard. Yeah. It's
all right. Jared versus to the Rams.
I'll admit it. I look very stupid.
I've been there before. I've gone with all sorts of hats. So Jared versus. I had Dallas Turner, so right concept, wrong. I had Jared Versrine. Nice job.
Gotten a number of exact matches here. This will be interesting.
You know, they were always going to take a defensive lineman. Donald retires. You gotta put something in that covered.
Sixers won and covered.
Nice job, Sean.
FYI. But yeah, Jared Verse 19 to the Rams. It seems like Ryan, who did you end up mocking to the Steelers?
DeJean.
Oh, you had them going cornerback.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think my thoughts on the Steelers were that they were going to go, if one of the linemen fell to them, they would do that. If not, they would, they seem to need another cornerback. Or offensive linemen like Cam and Bowser were just talking about.
I certainly like the price to bet it that for them to take a cornerback because it closed at 7-1. Steelers to take a cornerback for the first selection, which I like. But Again, everything I read was having me point towards Graham Barton, so that's what I ended up doing.
What do y'all think about this 7.5 total that they're throwing out there for the win total this season?
Every year we have Bowser on the show for the AFC North or the Steelers team preview, and it's always like 8, 7.5, 8.5, and we're like, has Tomlin ever had a losing season? No. All right, let's just take the over.
It's always my biggest bet of the year. But yeah, I am a little bit worried because I've been on a couple like, you know, Barstool accounts or whatever, and they're posting the win totals, and literally like 90% of the comments are like Steelers over, Steelers over, Steelers over.
Yeah,
and I'm like, oh my god,
we just got to make it spicier, Cam. So we do the alt over of 8.5 because Tomlin's not having a losing.
Oh, there
season.
You go, nice. I like
winning
that.
Winning 9 games, so we're doing the alt total at 8.5 and getting a better
playoffs is good too.
Wins last season, so
oh, very nice. All right, Colby's got some verse highlights. Which, by the way, if you don't know, Jared Verse originally from the lower ranks, the FCS, playing for Albany. Did he cross over with our boy at all, Colby? Puffenberger? Wait, I muted you, Colby. Hold on.
I think he might have for 1 year.
Puffenberger?
crossed over with him. But Jared Verse, 3 years, is an Albany Great Dane. This dude's a stud, man. So I think the tape will tell. I mean, if you watch Florida State at all last year, this was their best defensive player, probably.
Yeah. A lot of penetration in the backfield, I would say.
Yeah, he's one of those guys who will get penetration.
I mean, Sean, you talked about him being I believe at some point as the top edge for you.
I had him.
Oh, don't show me this against Kyren Drones, Colby. Not Kyren Drones.
I had him.
You're returning all 11 starters.
I am returning all
11 starters. I had a couple bucks on him, like to go in the top 10 at like 5. If Harbaugh went off the board, or even at 9, if Bears wanted to go D line. So I thought he was interesting. I could just see teams talking themselves into this guy. And the case for Harbaugh was the fact that he worked his way. Guy started out at Albany, was like, you know, not recruited at all, worked his way up to Florida State and then had some monster years. So
pick is in. What's the worst case scenario? Quickly, Scott.
By the way, I just want to give my tribute to Jack Lambert and take my front teeth out.
Oh no! hold on. Let me
zoom in on Bowser.
The quarterbacks, women, right?
Yeah. I'm wearing a Bradshaw jersey, but I'm trying to bring Lambert energy. I just want everybody to know.
Oh man, Cam, what's worst case scenario?
Worst case scenario. I mean, honestly, I'd be happy with anything. Wide receiver, cornerback, offensive line. I don't really have a worst case scenario. They're not going to pick a quarterback or anything like that. So
I really wouldn't mind it. I mean, you can get the best defensive back on your board right here. That's not a bad move, you know, like,
I
like it. Also, I knew one thing I really liked about this offseason that not many people are talking about is Patrick Queen signing, you know, solidifying that inside linebacker spot. I think that's going to be a big, big addition come.
So, if it's cornerback, it's going to be the kid out of Toledo, right? He's a dog. He was the dog of Senior Bowl week. Tomlin likes dogs. It seems like it's going to be the kid out of Toledo.
If it's a wide receiver, is it Mitchell?
Mitchell.
If it's a wide receiver, I think it's Thomas.
Thomas.
Yeah, I think it's the LSU kid. I mean, he's Neighbors is very like has those elite traits. That's why he goes in the top 5. But I mean, Thomas is a pretty good receiver.
Well,
is
actually
like a Chase Jefferson situation with that.
Oh, I mean,
actually,
yeah, that's
when we were talking before about Neighbors, I got confused. It was Thomas that got blanked by Alabama and Florida State. Not Neighbors.
Oh, I appreciate the apology. Oh my God. Look, I'm very happy about the Neighbors pick.
I'm really loving Bowser's look. The bucket hat with the headphones is just, it's an all time Yinzer look. I mean, it's really just,
I don't know. We got two. I mean, Cam's got the helmet on.
I know. What is more He's Pittsburgh, like, Ryan? Construction helmets?
Oh, I mean,
I got the Pennsylvania Railroad thing behind me, too.
Oh, so. Yeah.
Oh, wait, what? Nice.
Oh, there you go.
Oh yeah.
Very Steelers.
That is very very working class of you, Bowser.
Yeah. That was the railroad my dad came over on when he moved from Pennsylvania to California. When he came from the old country to California.
So now you're the Steelers fan with the sombrero. Where yeah. That's a different hat.
It's not very Western Pennsylvania. I
haven't seen that one
any,
before.
Now the Steelers seem to be using their entire time.
Joe Biden's America.
Any chance the Steelers are trying to trade for either Brandon Ayuk or Deebo Samuel? It seems to be they're using a bunch of the clock. I assume I see you nodding, Cameron. I assume you'd want Brandon Ayuk or Deebo on the team, right?
Oh yeah.
Imagine Tomlin and Deebo.
Hey, by the way, I'm looking forward to your guys' OJ tribute for the Bills pick later. So.
Yes, it will be touching.
What was he coming out here with? Well, that's Cam, the defensive lineman for the Steelers, played for a million years.
Steelers. Craig Hayward's son.
Hayward, right? Yeah, Cam Hayward.
Cam Hayward. Yeah. Ironhead Hayward's son.
Look how big his head is. Look how big he is.
Yeah.
The commissioner's not small.
He can just destroy Roger Goodell.
He's hunched over.
Steelers selection is in. We will announce it here with the 20th pick in the first round. The Pittsburgh Steelers select.
All right. What do we got?
Trying to read his lips.
Is it a trade? They wouldn't bring him out.
They wouldn't bring
he's
him
saying
out.
Saying a lot. Oh, he's the man of the year. That's what he's doing.
Oh, okay.
He won the man of the year. All right. I'll tip of the cap to him. He's a giant human being.
Yeah.
Imagine ever trying to fuck with that dude. In any Goodell's a big dude. Goodell is not a small dude. God damn. Imagine what it'd be like to be that huge. We see it when we went to the Hall of Fame.
Well, again, it reminds me of the guy who got in an altercation with Terrell Suggs at the Starbucks drive thru.
Yeah, like, what are you doing?
All of a sudden, Terrell Suggs gets out of the car. Oh, the terrible towels are up.
Waving them.
The pick is in, Ryan. Pick 20, round one. The Steelers select.
This is
really. I just want to give a shout out to the Colts too for taking my boy Latu from UCLA. That's, dude. That was a nice pick. Come on.
They had
the pick for so long.
DeForest Buckner and Latu. They got a decent D line.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I mean.
Jesus.
Still talking.
Yep, still talking. I mean, but when being in the Hall of Fame, that the seeing the size of some of these players' heads as a large-headed person myself, very impressive.
That was a fun conversation talking.
You think those are to scale?
Oh.
Troy Fontano.
Fontano. That's the we were talking about earlier with Dave. There were a couple guys, him and Barton out of Duke that just can play every position along the line. Seems very much like a Steelers pick.
Yeah, I mean, we had him going to Seattle, which I think made a ton of sense. But then, you know, Seattle saw some opportunity there.
I'm great with that. Just O lineman with some versatility is exactly what this unit needed. So yeah,
beautiful explosive hips. Oh, you gotta love that.
Nice. Well, he is from the islands.
Yeah, those guys never disappoint.
I think with his size, he probably profiles more on the interior, which is, I think that's where we kind of need to get somebody with a mean streak and get nasty, you know, like that guard spot. So yeah, that could.
Well, Colby's got some highlights for us.
All right.
By the way, the command center is looking even better under the lights out there. God's eye shining a light on you, Colby.
Ryan, this is interesting. All the cornerbacks are available. Yeah. So maybe the Eagles didn't need to trade at all or do move up. Maybe they don't go cornerback. Maybe they go D line. I'd be surprised now if they go offensively.
Well, this is when you hear stuff like, you know, a lot of the cornerbacks have late first, early second round grades, but you figure they're gonna pop up there because the value that cornerbacks have to teams now.
Wow, look at that one dude with the two phones. Dude,
I'm telling you.
Maybe it's a chick, but they're really enjoying this.
Yeah. Oh yeah. The wanting to film the emotion. Like, come on, dude. Look at that guy.
Him on these highlights is he's really just finishing these plays off. Like he doesn't.
This. So and by the way, why is the Howley the one with the two phones getting all excited? I don't know about that. The random white guy stood out like a sore thumb. Where's Waldo? Cam, how do we feel about the pick, Cam?
I think that's the agent.
Great pick. That spin move was nasty that Colby just showed.
Yeah, I mean, this is the best. Well, it's not as fun with offensive linemen, but there's nothing better than after the first round of the draft, going home and watching highlights. Just watching highlights.
Yeah.
Where do y'all talking think yourself? Where do y'all think Ladd McConkey's going to go? Is he going to go first round?
I think it'll be a second rounder, personally.
Second round?
Yeah.
So the Steelers are missing a white slot receiver that we usually always.
Yeah.
The slot. How's the slot?
I think
the top of his draft spot is 49ers. I could see Ladd McConkey going there. But
Bills? Ladd maybe? And Josh? That sounds like a nice.
But there's
couple.
The whole second tier of receivers are available. We haven't seen that fourth receiver.
All right.
Oh wow. Dolphins are in, huh?
Yeah, we got our Dolphins guest here too.
Oh, okay.
All right, Cam Bowser. How many wins this year?
10.
I'm going 10 again too. Yeah. 10 wins. We get Justin Fields some training behind Russ, and then he's our QB.
Love it.
Yep.
All right, guys.
Let's ride.
Our gal.
Yeah, let's go our gal. We'll see. Maybe in the digital derby next week.
Let it ride.
Let it ride, guys.
That'll do it for part two of our NFL Live Draft Reaction Show. Make sure you download part three so you get the stunning and exciting conclusion to our NFL Draft Show. For the Sports Gambling Podcast, I'm Sean, Stacking the Money Green. He's Ryan.
The Yins are back.
Kramer, let it ride. Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited Unified Healing is sponsoring this episode of the Sports Gambling Podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of EE System yet, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Whether you're here in LA or hundreds of other locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE system technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/SGPN to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/SGPN. No material testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE system.